Hello, listeners, and welcome to Perth Financial Services Buzz and Banter podcast with me, Simon Burke, from Simon Burke Recruitment, and the amazing
Tim McCallum from Capstone Financial Planning.
So. See, we rehearsed that. You could see it just went so smoothly. Just a quick update and really a quick brief about this podcast. I was thinking about doing a podcast about recruitment and retention and strategies to retain good members of staff. And I thought that the audience out there would find it completely boring. And I thought that we needed a bulletin board type podcast where we can actually deliver some great messages, some great thank yous, deliver the people that are out there and give them a plug that are offering great services to our amazing industry that we're part of, the financial planning industry across Perth, and basically to have some fun along the way, and let's actually not take it too seriously. So,
well, when you contacted me, Simon, and we were due for our for a coffee catch-up, and then you sent me a message that says, I've got something I want to run past you. I knew straight away there was going to be some trouble, and then when you introduced it with that grin you have on your face now and your eyes closed, I thought, I'm in a bit of trouble here, and here we are today.
Well, I'm going to put you on the ropes again. We all thought you were on the ropes, Tim. We thought that was the end of Tim McCallum. Decades and decades and decades of basically industry experience. I will actually point out, I'm actually after Tim's title. I can't actually claim to be the number one recruiter in Perth. I think Tim's held that title for quite some time. I'm trying to catch him. But Tim, decades of experience, and then we thought it was all over. You've popped up at Capstone. What's going on? What are you doing? What are the objectives? You know, tell me about it.
Well, when I finished at Perpetual, which was a combination really of a result of Perpetual having bought Pendle, and the two distribution teams came together. So that gave it the opportunity for my role to be made redundant. The only commitment I had made was that I didn't want to work full time again. So, you know, I'm at that stage of at that point very late 50s, tipped over the 60 mark now. But I didn't think I was ready to retire completely, but I didn't necessarily want to go to work every day. So I've known Grant O'Reilly, the owner of Capstone, for 30 plus years, back from the AMP days in the 90s. And Capstone is one of the licensees that I would refer people to if I was asked for someone that was looking for a new home. So, you know, four or five of the businesses I look after now are ones that I have referred to Capstone over the last 8 or 10 years, and they're all very happy. And, you know, Grant and I sat down and had a chat about where he was going with the business and the fact that they've got some people over here and in Adelaide that need looking after, and we're wanting to build the brand. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are my designated work days, and then I have an Easter break every weekend.
Excellent stuff. And I've heard it's not just a little break every weekend. I think you're doing you're back on the bike. You're doing spin classes, mate.
Oh yes, I've finally, after my knee has settled down after being replaced a couple of years ago, and back up at Craigie Leisure Centre. So I'm doing spin. I did body pump this morning. So,
where is this?
This is at Craigie Leisure Centre. So you've got.
And what time?
This morning was a 6:15 a.m. class. So I got to that, and then
6:15. Wednesday morning, Tim McCallum, body pump. It's probably it's probably going to be better than this podcast if you actually get down there and actually see it for yourself.
It would be a it would be a visual extravaganza, I'm sure, Simon. And last Friday, I was actually known as the best boy in the class, as I was the only guy in the class with a room full of ladies, but everyone's very friendly down there. It's a great community at the Craigie Leisure Centre, and the body's holding up so far.
Good stuff. So, footy, what's going on?
Well,
I'm going Swannies.
You're going Swannies? Yeah, well, I was devastated Friday night with the Mighty Hawks not quite getting over the line against Port Adelaide. You know, Mitch Georgiadis's head getting in the way of of Dimmer Hardwick's kick resulting in a goal to Port Adelaide certainly hurt. But, yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, Sydney's to lose at this stage. I think Geelong had a great game, but Port Adelaide just had one of those days where everything just goes wrong. So Brisbane, there'll be a couple of great games, I think, this week, you know, with Swannies hosting Port Adelaide and, of course, Geelong and Brisbane. Personally, I could think nothing worse than seeing Geelong win, but it's a great final series. What about that other game? I've heard there's another sport, round ball or...
Oh, the soccer thing.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, that's where I'm ashamed to be a Pommy on a Sunday morning. The parents are disgraceful at those games and I don't mean to be part of it. My son plays for the Quins Bulls.
Yep.
Big shout out to the Bulls. I'd rather go down and watch the footy than the soccer, if I'm going to be perfectly honest with it, everybody here. My 12-year-old Freddie, he's a mad Man City supporter. He's mad into his soccer. So, mate, it's the boys, right? You have to support them.
Girls. I'll have both 20-year-old, or you'd be 21 by then, son, and 18-year-old daughter lining up at Scarborough Footy Club in the AFL next year. So I'm looking forward to watching that. Although when Lucy gets on the field, she gets this snarl and just stay out of her way. So it's good fun. And what's happening in the Simon Burke recruitment business?
Simon Burke recruitment business is going great. It's still finding people homes and not houses. That's what I'm really passionate about. It's not chasing fees. We've built the business on activity. I honestly can say I've become the Tinder agent of financial planning recruitment across Perth. It's not about matching a CV to a job spec. It's more than that. It's matching that person to that business and to the personalities in the business. And it's being honest. It's telling people about the red flags in an organization. I've never come across a perfect business. I don't know if you have, Tim. But every business has got a challenge. And a lot of people find out those challenges after they've joined. And if they don't like those challenges, they leave. So it's really important that you actually position the opportunity and people say, yeah, that's great. And that challenge, I can take it on. And then you're recruiting for longevity. My clients don't want a 5-minute wonder. They want a part of the family. They're recruiting to the family photo.
It's often the case that, you know, until you get your feet under the desk, you don't know. But, you know, Perth's a relatively small market. And if you ask the appropriate people the questions, and I, you know, as you said about my sort of semi role in recruitment, and you know, I get a call maybe once a fortnight of someone who's asking about a candidate, or a candidate who's asking about a business, about my personal thoughts, and you've got to be very careful because, you know, reputations in the market can move pretty quickly.
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing about Perth, right? It's a tiny little town, but that tiny little town presents so much opportunity, because if you are a good operator and you do the right thing by people, you can build a great brand for yourself. I think the scary thing about Perth, and we all know people out there, is if you do the wrong thing by people, you crash and burn overnight in this tiny little town. You can reinvent yourself in Sydney and Melbourne, but you can't reinvent yourself in Perth. We're pretty much all living in the same house.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's a big house, and that leads me straight onto our next segment. And we're probably going to introduce a jingle at this point in time, because we're going to keep it real. We're coming at you from the street. So jingle in. There we go. Love the jingle. Right. When I said about we're all living in the same house, we're all going to be in the same house, which is going to be the Optus Stadium Melbourne Cup Day. It's a big house for us all to be in. Tim, we're on to the event section. Yep. Tell us about Melbourne Cup. What's going on? Are we looking for more auction prizes? Who's going to win best dressed?
Come on. The best dressed. I've had Rion Botha from NEOS, who's been on the phone, and he's putting together a couple of tables to come along to this year's function, stepping up from NEOS, which is fantastic, and good to see the Life Company supporting the event. And they're also going to run the prize for the best dressed male and female on the day. So thank you to NEOS. And, of course, on LinkedIn this week, you might have seen the post that I put in. We've got a very special piece of West Coast Eagles memorabilia, which is a number 9 Guernsey signed by Peter Wilson, dual premiership player, Ben Cousins, of course, well known, and Nick Natanui, and, of course, the new sensation in Harley Reid. It's all been signed and framed, so if you do want to see a photo of that, then please jump onto my LinkedIn and have a look at the post that we put through there. So for those on the other side of the fence, we do have some Dockers material. So Simon Groudon, who's been heavily involved with the Dockers since the foundation of football, I will pump it up because at the moment it's a little bit flat, as possibly the Dockers are after the finish to their year. And then the one this week I received was a 2023 premiership signed by all the premiership players, Collingwood jumper, and that was given donated by Latrobe. So Alan Del Borello has dropped that off to me yesterday, as a matter of fact. So we'll get that one framed and away we go. And a big thank you as well, of course, to John Dixon, who's the probably the most well-known advisor in Bunbury, Dicko's Loud, but he's heavily involved with the South Bunbury Footy Club and heavily involved in a lot of community projects. And Dicko's family winery, 51 Roads, have donated six cartons of their products, so Sparkling Shannon and Rosé. So, Dicko, big thank you to you as well. So we'll be doing something with the auctions and the raffle prizes, and I'm sure there's more to come from there.
So individual bottles, individual cartons?
Could be anything going. So a lot of that's left with Alana Bitmead and Liz Farrell, who are the back office that on the day. Of course, Chris Shannon and myself are on the stage for a lot of it, but the Brains Trust is all working behind the scenes, working through. And, of course, you know, over the years we've had Georgina Calder from Macquarie and Gary Addison from Vision has helped us out, and, of course, Mikey Carroll from Insignia. So we've got some good support. And also a name that we'll probably talk a little bit later has put a hand up to help as well, and that's Garl Hendrick. So at this stage, we're on track for over 400 attendees again, keeping in mind that Optus Stadium, we can hold up to 1,200, so we've got plenty of room if we want to move the walls around a bit. But it's looking like shaping up to be another fantastic day and a great fundraising event for Future 2 Foundation. So, all happening there.
Did you mention Gary Addison?
I did mention Gary Addison, yeah. You got a story about Gary or something you can share?
No, I went – a big thank you to Paul Stravanovic, who invited me to dinner, a very expensive dinner.
The big stodge?
The big stodge, who's going for the dodgiest hat competition when it comes to Melbourne Cup, I reckon, this year. It's going to kill me for that one. Stodgy, I apologise now. He's a lot bigger than me. Gary Addison shared with me his most embarrassing moment in the financial service industry. And it goes a little bit like this, but I'm not actually going to share it. Next time you see Gary Addison, you need to ask him about this story. Then you need to close your eyes. Then you need to imagine it. And then you'll know where this goes. But if anybody bumps into Gary Addison, ask him about his most embarrassing story, his most embarrassing moment in the financial planning industry. Sorry to do it to you, Gary, but it was Tim's fault. If he never mentioned your name, it wouldn't have come up. So,
I knew what the story was, I'd be quite, I'd be straight on the front foot and letting everyone know, because Gary still swears that he used to change my nappy as a family friend growing up. Of course, the Scarborough High School connection through the McCallum and the Addison family goes way back, but he's a good man, Gary.
So we all fall out of the Melbourne Cup and then we fall straight into the FAAA Bowls Day.
Yep.
Amazing day. I love that day. I think the reason I like that day so much is because you're playing a team of four every 20 minutes and you get to talk to everybody that is at that event. It is a great event. I know that Emma Oliver, Claire Turton and the team behind it do an amazing job year on year.
So, well, the whole Oliver family get involved. Emma and Kathy's dad, Colin, comes down, who was a retired financial planner, and he's often on the barbecue. And then Emma's husband, I don't know his real name, but I only know him as Monkey. he's often there helping as well. So they do a fantastic job. And it's at the Scarborough Sportsman's Sports and Community Club again, is it?
I believe so. If it isn't, I'm sure it'll be announced. I know they're still chasing a $500 sponsorship for the barbecue this year. I think that is with the barbecue behind it as well.
Okay.
And also they're chasing a $500 sponsorship for afternoon tea. So if you speak to Claire Turton, speak to Emma Oliver. They're doing an amazing job with the whole family, the whole team behind them. I think, like, pretty much everybody at Complete Financial Services, Complete Financial Solutions, get behind it as well. So, absolutely amazing course, amazing day.
And it's a great venue down there at the Scarborough Sports and Community Club, you know, on the D rink, as it's known. It's often a gentle sea breeze in December when it's held. And, you know, the beer's always cold and there's the odd sparkling wine there to be had as well. So it's a great afternoon.
And then anybody stuck for Christmas, because then it'll be Christmas, get yourself some golf clubs, because we've got the big golf day coming up in March. I know that that's taking place. I know Luke's a big driver from behind that as well at the moment. So Luke's at Vantage. So Vantage Wealth, so big plug out to Luke at Vantage Wealth, big thank you. He brings it together with the team behind him every year. It's a great day, so something to keep an eye open for. So Melbourne Cup, we've got the Bowls Day, and then early 2025 we move forward and we hit the golf day in March. Anyway, we're going to go for another jingle. You're going to love this one. Here's the jingle. And it's plug time.
We might even put in, if we can, if it's legal, we might go onto YouTube and draw down the Simon Burke starring in his UK TV ad as Simon the Pieman. We might. That's a good question to ask Simon if you run into him and have a chat about his acting days back in the UK.
I'm not going to mention a word. I'll tell the stories on an individual basis if needed. But if anyone calls me Simon the Pieman, they've seen it. So plug time. What we decided, plug time. I'm coming across some small businesses, some candidates that have decided, actually, I'm not going to actually get a new role. I'm actually going to go out to market and I'm going to start my own business and offer a service to the industry. There's a number of people like this that are opening some amazing businesses to support this fantastic industry of ours. So it's a very simple plug time. So the first plug I've got is to Gail Hendricks. Decades of experience. She's looking to support medium-sized practices, one, two, three-man operations. I actually spoke to her on the way to this podcast and said, "Gail, like, how do I promote you? What do I say?" And she said, "Tell them that I'm their to-do list." That is what Gail is offering. So she doesn't want to be the administrator, but she can basically run your operation. She can drive the efficiencies. She can drive and build the culture. She can just take the ownership away to allow advisors to do what they do best, sit in front of clients and give great advice and not worry about the running of the business. So
she's also got that compliance overlay. So I think she can assist with the current compliance framework as well within a business for those that are self-licensed that might need a bit of support in that area as well.
Yeah, so Gail Hendricks, big plug out to Gail. She's doing an amazing, she's got an amazing offering. She's done an amazing job through her decades of experience in Perth. If anybody's looking for a solution for their business, she's definitely worth a call.
There's another brand new service that's just I've become aware only this week, and it's another long-termer of the industry in Mike Jobbo Jobbins. So,
what's Jobbo doing?
Jobbo's got a new business called Pension Preppers, whereas the focus for him is assisting people 60s and over with online age pension or disability support and job seeker applications, because it's an area that can get quite confusing if anyone's ever been. You know, I'm the nominated person for my mum and looking after her pension and Centrelink updating and information. It can get tricky. So Jobbo's set up a business called Pension Preppers. So it's pensionpreppers.com.au. So jump online or give Jobbo a call. Most people have got his number. He's been one of the hardest working men in the industry for many years. So.
And if you're chasing any of these plugs, you can speak to Tim, you can speak to myself. We're happy to hand over the details of all of these plugs that we're trying to get out there. The other one is Pauline Greenwell. So Pauline Greenwell is an amazing person. She's got her AR, actually. She came through the AMP Horizons Academy years and years ago. She's offering client services support on a contract basis to practices that actually don't want to take on an employee, but just get hit with a wave of business where, you know, they're struggling to keep up with the administration burden that they've created through great business. But Pauline's there. Play on words, Pauline Greenwell. Business is called Green Wealth. Amazing work, Pauline, on
very
that
good.
One. Loving that one. But Pauline's there offering administration services, from statements of advice, power planning services, or just to help you clear the desks. Great operator, highly recommended. You got any more?
Well, there was another one that a lady by the name of Lorna Emery, founder and owner of Emery Executive Services. So I think I met Lorna back in the day. She might have been at Hartley's, but she's had experience in the stockbroking world and then went on into the more traditional financial planning world with Macquarie and I think Partnership Wealth. So, new business that she's working there to provide administration support to advisors, which is an important area. You know, there's a lot of people that have using offshore servicing in various ways. But you've got groups like Lorna and, of course, Expand Business, which Liz Farrell runs. Rob Turner's been involved with that for many, many years. But there's a lot of good administration support services locally for those that aren't keen on going offshore.
Yeah, and I find that there's a massive market for it. People come to me and they say, oh, look, I need a client service person. And I'm saying to them, when do you need them by? And they're saying, a week ago.
Yeah.
And I'm just recommending these guys straight away. There is a special need for these types of businesses to be supporting our industry, to be supporting our advisors. Big shout out to Alexander Butt. Alexander started her power planning business 2 years ago. She's going great. So she's based in Perth. Alexander, and then I've got a good friend of mine.
She's a very patient lady too, Alexander, because she looks after old mate Steve Pugh. So anyone that
can look after Steve Pugh,
she must be a very patient lady. So shout out to Pughy, another long-term servant for the financial planning industry.
And then I've got a guy, Chris from D2. D2 is spelled D-E-E-T-O. Oh, sorry, T-W-O. I don't know how to spell it.
Oh, I can't help you out there either.
No. So D2. So Chris got an interesting story. He was in WA and he's married this lovely Vietnamese girl and they've both moved to Vietnam and he's offering offshore power planning services that's done in Vietnam. all of his staff studied at Curtin University in Western Australia and went back to Vietnam. But I think the biggest breakdown in a lot of these services is the communication link between the offshore service and obviously the practice in WA. But Chris is the go-between. Chris is on the ground in WA pretty much every other month, but also he's on the end of the phone. So if anybody was looking to offshore, the price is great.
But and they're a paraplanning service, is that my understanding?
Paraplanning, statements of advice, all of that sort of stuff. Excellent. But he's a good little operator. So
well, it is certainly, that's an interesting aspect, and one of the attractions from a capstone point of view was the fact that we've got two offices up in the Philippines, one in Cebu, which does paraplanning. So for those that have committed to it, it certainly does work well. In that sense. But, yeah, communication is the key in getting it all correctly in place. And, of course, the cyber aspect as well is the big concern these days. So,
yeah. Mm. Big shout-out to Julie Matheson as well. So what she's trying to get off the ground at the moment is if you want to bring in a PY person and do that professional year with them, she will actually come in and she will take all the responsibilities of that professional year education and mentor them through, and then they turn into a planner within your business.
Yep.
And you just offload all of that responsibility to Julie. She's an amazing person with, I think she's got more experience than you, isn't she, Tim, within this industry?
Oh, I'll have to line up the longevity aspect, but yes, Julie is of my era. Is that the nice way to say? So yes, there's a few of us crusty old ones still floating around, but she's a good lady and certainly has done a lot of work for the industry. She was on the board of the FPA for many years and has put a lot of personal time into working hard to get the industry where it's at. So. And hopefully with some of the decisions that are getting made with the Dixon inquiry now being launched, which was something that the FAAA has been pushing hard, and David Sharp as the chairman of the board and Sarah Boot as CEO certainly pushed hard to get that looked into, which of course knocks on into the CSLR issues that we as an industry are facing. So let's hope that we can actually uncover exactly what happened there and let those that made the errors pay for it rather than everybody having to chip in for something that they had no involvement with.
And to finish off the plug section, here we are in Winton Road, Super Freaks.
Right? Yes.
Great studio. Seriously, I'm looking around. We sound amazing. I love the sound of my own voice, but it sounds even better through these mics.
Well, maybe from your side, but you're not sitting here with headphones on as I am. So,
sorry, Tim. But Super Freaks, great team here. We've got a sound engineer with us at the moment. We've got the editing. We're in this amazing suite. And it's less than $300, guys. And I'm just thinking, if anybody wanted to do a podcast to their clients for Christmas with messages or basically messages about your business to your clients, it's worth a try for $300. That's what we're doing, isn't it? Just giving it a go.
Yeah, we might have to finish off the podcast with the Rick James classic song Super Freak playing, just to give the studios a plug. But it's certainly been a great first experience for me so far. Yeah. So yeah.
Anyway, introduce the last jingle now. There it is. Amazing jingle. Loved it. Just a few acknowledgements with regards to, I want to say a big thanks to Paul Stravanovic. He invited me out to a great informative evening that actually resulted in everybody around the table telling their most embarrassing story in financial services, and was one of those just great dinners where we didn't talk too much shop and we just all got to know each other. So,
well, that's it. The other update that we need to do is that is Paul, well, the big stodge as we've known him. Of course, he had time with PIS in his role in WA And also Zurich and Colonial for many years, but he's taken a new role with Associate Global Partners. So and the Big Stodge has also got two tables at the Melbourne Cup function. So, yeah, his new role, he's pretty excited about that, and it'll be great to have him there at Optus Stadium on the day.
Yeah, and I believe he did spend some time as well with in hospital in Sydney. After falling off his electric skateboard after going through his midlife crisis. Sorry, Paul, we had to plug that one in as well.
Well, I hope he didn't have his little chihuahua under his arm at that stage. So I can't exactly remember his name, but it's Killer or Brutus. I think it's Brutus. So the other one, a WA local who was back in Perth over the last couple of weeks, was the GM for retail sales, and who I call possibly the best looking man in financial services, is Bo Riley, who is with TAL. So TAL had some advisor drinks down at the Breakwater a couple of Fridays ago. Just so happens I was having lunch there, so I managed to gate crash the TAL session. So thanks to Aaron and Chris and Brennan. And of course, it was good to see Bo Riley, who was back for his, I think it was his Christchurch school reunion. So he's one of three. He's a triplet, Bo. So I'm sure they had a great time, was there, but good to see him.
Also had a great meeting with Mima. How do you pronounce Mima's second name?
Mima Rahaman.
Rahaman.
Yes.
Mima Rahaman.
That's the way I've always said it. She's all never
right.
corrected me.
All right. So. She's never corrected me either from Resonant.
Yes.
So asset management, brilliant. They've got some great efficiencies at the moment and they're doing different things. But get Mima in for a coffee. Basically, ask her to tell you all about what's happening at Resonant. And it turns into her tour of Europe over the last few weeks. So the hidden message here is get Mima in. Basically, get her in for that subject. But if anybody's going to Europe and they need travel tips and where to go, Mima's the one to be speaking to at this particular point. I knew this wasn't going to be serious. And I want to say a big thank you for Craig Todd. I wanted to get my head around self-managed super funds and the benefits and basically what's good, what's bad, what's to be aware of. Craig Todd spoke to me like a 12-year-old, and he needed to. And he explained it so well that I now, I'm not a subject matter expert, but I now understand self-managed super funds, what I should do, what I shouldn't do. Should I stay well away from them? Should I just top up my Axel Super? So subject matter expert Craig Todd at PSK, thank you so much. You put me in a great position, just helped me make some decisions. Great advice from our industry, great advice coming from our advisors. I really enjoyed this session.
Well, I was just going to jump in there. The other notable in that space, of course, is working alongside the FAAA these days with the Future 2 Foundation is, of course, the Self-Managed Super Fund Association. And if you want a good session there, I know that the head of membership and corporate development, a guy named Neil Sparks, who I call Princess, 6'8" or whatever Sparks he is. But
if you want a good session with a princess.
Absolutely, yes. Well,
with regards to self-managed super funds.
He and I started similar time at BT, and the first time I met him, we were outside the BT Shifley offices. And he walked up, and of course, straight up, he's, as I said, he's 6'8". And then he had the CCH self-managed super fund module in his hand with a whole lot of post-it notes. And I looked at that and I thought, I'm not sure how I'm going to get on with this fella, but he is very good. So, the Self-Managed Super Fund Association also does a great session. The other one, just briefly, was there was a whole heap of people in town over the last couple of weeks for the HMB conference that was held up in Joondalup. So, heard good things about that. You had some great presenters along there with Phil Adronico from InvestSense and also Chris West from Context Capital. So we had a lot of the asset consultants on board. And of course, InvestSense have put on Patricia Perez in WA. So a very strong name to work with WA's own Paul Carrington, another good Scarborough High School boy. So Perez has made the move across.
So that's Jeff's Mrs.
Yes, that's right.
Mr. Lane's Mrs.
The big Joffa. So he's at premium. So, yes. I'm sure there'd be very little shop talk in that house.
Good lad, Jeff. Anyway, have you said enough? Should we close it off?
Yes, I think our 20 minutes has now blown out to probably 45. So
we're closing it off.